Tom, this is good. I think he copied it back. That three on that side, three on this side, and then we'll do.
Sheriff's just being a man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know there's some other ones. No. You go over to the old officers, the girls outside, to bring that black on Massachusetts, you know.
Is it right?
Hardly wait. We ask you what country you're from. back to that, right, President, and I, we feel that being in touch at the state level, we can help you, your candidate discovery process. And we would like very much to do it. We think that we not only help the governor, we've got 34, 36 coming up in the next couple of years. But we think we can help get the majority, the Republican majority in the Congress, in the Senate, if we can get some way into the selection process.
You talked about that.
Yes, we had talked to George and several of us about
how to
appeal staff. The first suggestion was representing the Republican Governors Association with a field staff to go into the states, use the resources of people like Charlie McWhorter, who knows all over the country where desirable candidates are. And then, consistent with what John Arlington said to me when he came down a month ago, county, but it's really what happened. Brock is leading the Senate campaign committee, and he's the man, don't see. I spoke to Nelson about it. Nelson, it looks likely, but Brock was too conservative. Brock is either conservative or, I don't know what he is, but I couldn't hear him. The main thing, Brock wants to win. And Brock is a guy who's going to go out and try to appeal to and get vigorous, electable guys to run all over the country. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
He's strong for liberals, for conservatives. He knows that in Massachusetts, he's better than a liberal. And in Alabama, he's rather conservative, frankly. And places for either and equally enthusiastic. That's what he does. Now, in the House, there's a need there for some new vitality. Halfway is going to happen soon. But Brock has already been appointed candidate in election, has he not? But Brown will eventually have to come. Now, Brown is another vigorous, non-ideological, strong fellow. Some of you know him. His father is almost totally ideological and able man. And he had this same position many years ago in the Congress of election. But that year, any Republican could have won. But is basically slightly from an ideological standpoint, slightly to the not as far right as his father. Rigid, but he is more pragmatic. And I, from my talks with him, I haven't talked to him since this because of his relationship with Bob Wilson, which will remain until March. But Brown, yeah, so you've got basically what I call the 3Ds. You've got Brown, you've got Bush, and you've got Brock. This is on that area. Now, the weak spot is on gubernatorial candidates, which you guys got to fill. Now, usually you'd let the gubernatorial into the nation, but it hasn't usually filled it too well. We haven't really done it well. What I think is important though, that we not have a lot of overlapping situations. Let me take two states as an example. In New York, one of the reasons they did very well, at first they got a great party regularity, despite their conservative split. But Rockefeller, if nobody runs for anything in New York unless Rockefeller approves him, and he's got some good candidates up there, you know, for the House and the Senate and so forth, and he can get away with it. But he runs it with an eye. California, Reagan on the other hand, it's a different situation. You have to approach it differently, but it's not had the success that the governor in California is very far away from the senators and the congressmen. There's very little relationship to it. In New York, Rockefeller is very close to them in each of your states up there. What I hope is that the governors, the Republican governors, will be very close to their congressmen and senators, if the congressmen and senators will allow them. And if you could, then you can get into the selection process, because in my view, the governor can exert much more power and influence on the kingmakers in a congressional district than can a senator or a congressman. The only one that can exert more power, perhaps, is when you've got the presidency, is this office. But you see, if I get into the business, like if I ever got into the business of trying to pick a candidate in New York, Rockefeller would be on the wall. And in California, Reagan might be too. Oh, Reagan needs somebody to pick candidates in California. You see, we've got to talk quite candidly about it too then. So what I would hope, and what I would hope that you would do, being in charge, is to set up a procedure which doesn't set up competing empires, but where everybody's got a job, we all work together to do it. And then you'll get all the cooperation you can get from here. I'll cooperate the way I can because I didn't have to be a kid. I'm not a candidate. See, I've got problems in that respect. And I didn't do it very subtly either. Trying to get across to all other potential candidate justices. Somebody asked me to comment on a totally foolish story to the effect that I had already endorsed Conley. But again, they said, I said, well, now my advice to all potential candidates for the president, if you want to be a president nominated, don't try to be until after the 74 election, between now and 74, do exactly what I just did, for example, before 66, work as hard as you can for the election of candidates for the House, the Senate, and the Governor. That's what I can do. He wants to be candidate. And that's what all the others, Percy, et cetera, et cetera. And don't have a fight for the nomination of 76 until after 74. Murphy. There was no reason for Murphy. It was even in 1970. I mean, we had finished around California in 1970. We'd have a United States Senator. And it was just a damn fool thing that Murph ran. And we all love her, but, and he knew that. But we didn't speak up. The party in California did not speak up. Now, I really think that we need stronger leadership from the governors. And I used to be in the Rock, for example. You, the governors, now you're going to get that, but you're going to have to get a primary. And you're going to have to select these candidates and don't say, well, now let's all have a nice little fight in the primary and we'll support the best man. Forget it. Have a fight. But you be sure you're on the side of one guy and you put the questioning in the food of the other one. You don't want to win. Because the I really feel that the, when you're basically in a minority position as a party, primary fight is always fatal. That's why we have a lot of primary fights happening against some of our senators and others who are not particularly helpful because we're all in the seat. So I'm all for that. But you fellows, you know, the governors have often spoken of this, but they've never really. They never really acted because you have such different problems. But if you could really come up with a scheme and working with Jordan, I'll support it.
I would.
And stay out of presidential politics unless you can use whoever's going to be a candidate for president a way to help you. So what I would, let's just choose Agnew, for example, can be a very potent guy in lots of places and raise money for other things. So you can use him. The point is, bother about the deal. Let us figure that out. Let's see how it works. I want to tell you, folks, that if this is the way you want.
want the next
majority to be the Republican majority, and I think it does start with governors. And the money part of it is just the sense of agreement, of course. I'm speaking as the governor, which a state which exceeded by 200% in the quarter of the year financial aid.
So you've got the financial.
So I think that's important for me, and the money part of it is an important element because of the candle of the
Well, how we leave this then? You fellows will work out with George. You give you'll set up a scheme. And George, it seems to me that you ought to pull Brock and
we're doing that, sir.
The others in with these guys. So right. They all know that's your job. And you fellows will also have the responsibility for the state legislators. Don't I always say don't overlook those state legislators. If they've got there, I mean, we just have too many places where like Reagan. California is a tough state for things. That, you think there's cross, that people scratch each other's backs of the Senate and the House, you should look at the legislature of California. Jack, you of California, I've seen. Or Ron, just get it's Republicans are always, paying off a Democrat, vice versa.
Can I excuse myself?
Yes, sir.
George, I may have a question. We talked about the group of candidates. Should we look to you or to the Senator?
Let me know any specifics on that.
That could be helpful.
I'll get with you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
work that way, Governor. Justice thing is a unique situation. We are moving to get a hold of, quite frankly, we didn't have a hold of it in the first 4 years. And those guys operated, to an extent, to a good extent, independent of what was going on over here. We didn't get their recommendations for people. They assumed the burden of clearance. They ran through our process.
I'll move right ahead.
Sure. Consequently, we got some bummers, and we did not as good a job as we could have done on clearance. All right, we're moving now to get those things to run through our clearance procedure. Where we have got other people to clear for other departments, we are tightening our clearance procedure so that the kinds of things that you're talking about shouldn't happen in the future. I know some have happened in the past. Over the past couple of years, they've happened. We're getting a rein on that, and I've gotten together with our personnel people and made it fairly clear to them that this clearance business is critical, because it's just crazy for you to read these things and not have had a chance to make it. In some cases, we might have to say, you know, in this particular case, we can't do something else.
We understand.
But generally speaking, we want your thoughts on this. As I said, we want on policy as well. We're moving on that front. I know what the problem is.
Matter of building party.
It's a little bit of a rest. You see that at the point. Cut. And we know that we have an anti-Mexican man. As I say, an anti-war man, an anti-Republican man, all of a sudden.
Chairman in
the largest of the efforts of this industry.
Where you have specifics, where you've got the guy's name, I'd like to know what his name is. We'll see what we can do to get him out.
I think it's just a little tighter.
We do want you to be very tolerant in that respect.
Oh, we are.
confronted with a decision, you know the impact on the governors, and they've had a chance to get their input. I also explained that you won't be able to go with them every time, and I think they understand
that. Let me say that I think that the I think the input thing is very important, but perhaps almost even more important is the output, is to be sure that your office informs these fellows whenever there's a matter that might affect their constituencies, because then they know you're not going to go with them. You can be prepared to know how to handle it. Well, yes, I heard this and I disagree, or I can say that very softly, or I agree and say very loudly, and that's just about the way you, they got to know, like we did on this. Yeah, that we agreed that when you were able to get a little benefit out of it, and on the other one, actually we had moved in the other direction, but in both cases the notice helped.
Yes, sir.
And so that's your, can you staff that with me for that?
Yes, sir, I am. I have Jim Falk, who is now on our full time, and he's kind of in charge of the day-to-day operations. And Marsh Thompson, who is on the vice president's staff now, has been helping us, and we have a fellow identified that I think will be on board the first part of next week.
Yeah.
So between that and the other four or five fellows that we have who are working strictly on a policy basis, I believe that...
Well, you've also got it. I would suggest you've also got Roy Ash.
Right.
Who's a very, very knowledgeable politically. I mean, he's not a politician. He knows the deal with everything going on here. And you could use that office, you know. It's, most of this goes to the Bureau of Budget.
We were talking about that amongst today, sir.
All the stories of the Bureau of Budget. You're responsible. See, that's the main thing. You need one person that's responsible to be removed. And you don't need to talk to you don't need to talk to Irvin, you don't need to talk to Adams, Grace Foreign Policy, or be supporting the non-policy planning in our district or like that. You can do it. And I think that's what you do. It doesn't mean you can't talk to the others, certainly you can. But they will we're centralizing it all in one place.
Mr. President, I'm personally tremendously pleased that you set up this arrangement. I think it will make a tremendous difference to all of us to know that Ken Cole is close to you, that this is his specific assignment, because no matter who the Vice President is, he's just sort of a mess when you're over there.
And
he can't do
it. And also, it puts the Vice President, it puts him having served in that position in a rather awkward deal where he has to talk to a staff member, you see, about the problem. In other words, many times you both look at the vice president when he's out making speeches and what the hell's the matter with these people. And so he has to come back. Obviously, he can't come in and see me about why we didn't do something for the Indians in Arizona. So maybe we have, see. So then the vice president either tells his staff member to go do it, which is the usual way. So if you're called the vice president in the Office of Intergovernmental Relations on this matter. Doesn't mean much. What you can now say is that I called the White House.
You know, when you talk to the president,
I called the White House, and the White House is very interested in this subject. And then, if I call in Ken Utters, from now on, you can all use that.
And
broker it, sure, it's helpful. And you can broker it for all you want. You can say, I called the White House. And that's the way it'll be. You get over that White House operator. So I want the White House, I want Ken Cole, or whoever, you know, whoever you have to obviously get them on. So anytime you get anybody here, it is the White House. And basically, the public mind, that's the president. And in a sense, it really is. Like many people might say that I just called the governor. I think also.